I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Get to the extruder.
Wait, are you started?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, okay. Certainly.
Well, all right, well, it's good then.
Okay.
Everybody's here.
I'm chewing on my nuts.
Well, that's you're right as an American.
Mm-hmm. I know it.
As you can see, based off of your fellow countrymen and the way mm-hmm. they conduct themselves, it's actually quite normal to chew on your own nuts.
I got
You'd have
cons.
To be nuts not to.
And peanuts. To not do.
Yep, those damn canuts coming down from the north.
Canuts. Remember how we're like, is that slang? And they're like, actually, it's not.
No, I like it.
We're like, I liked it better when it was slang. Now I don't want to use it.
I'm not using it anymore.
Ew,
I'm
just going to call you. It doesn't offend anybody. Gross.
Yeah, you guys, I'm not even going to refer to you any longer.
Let's go talk about dikes.
Yes, and the way that they regulate water.
Yep. God, that is so offensive.
Yep. Science is a fascinating subject.
Gosh golly, it really is. You know, and when you have facts and you apply science to nature, you can go ahead and throw all that fuck out the window because those Republicans are here now.
You apply science to nature like lipstick on a pig.
Man, that pig's real fucking ugly.
That's a stupid pig, too. So, you know what?
I bet it's real stupid.
I'm going to get some bacon out of this situation. That's all I know. I'm not looking to talk to any pigs.
It's a bacon situation.
Yes. Yep.
That's like last night. You know how you and I, one of our earlier Sibcasts, where we're like, it's a mass situation. Remember that one? That was so funny. Last night, we're watching Family Guy, and it tells you all, like, the ratings, like, mature, blah, blah, blah. It says sexual situations, and we're like, oh, my goodness! It's a situation. It's a sexual situation.
You mean, like, someone holstering a broom? Couldn't handle that. Pretty soon, it's going to be like that. Like, you can say ass, but you can't say butt, and you can't show someone holstering a broom.
She's got her hand on the shaft!
It's going into a hole!
No!
No! The children!
Oh my God, their eyes! Watch their ass!
Their eyes are now pregnant with the knowledge of this life.
My eyes have been impregnated!
I cannot stand it. I feel the knowledge leaking into my brain.
Why do we sound like Southern Robotic? We are so funny.
That is how people will talk. The Southern draw will be replaced by Southern mechanization.
Mechanization.
Everything will be sophisticated except to the extent that it sounds like a broken retard talking to you.
Broken retard. Isn't that redundant?
Yeah, I guess it is. Is that offensive to say?
I don't know.
Is it offensive to say broken retard or to say that broken retard is redundant? Which is more offensive? Or is me overthinking it offensive?
Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
And why are the egg and the chicken having sex? I don't understand this.
Yeah.
Why are we so interested in who's being satisfied?
You know, from all Jason's research, he found out that you can't just penetrate an egg just like that.
There's no guarantee that the chicken or the egg will come at all, you know?
Just like,
I don't know.
It depends
it's
upon the foreplay.
Yeah, it does. And that gets overlooked a lot. And I think a lot of people are chicken when it comes to foreplay.
Yep. Foreplay.
Foreplay. Floor pay. That's my new job is I lie on the floor. And by that, I mean that I sit and then I tell falsehoods on the floor. And I get floor pay.
More pay for my
floor. I get more pay for my floor play.
I just said that. Yes. Yes. You know why the chicken didn't come? Because the egg couldn't touch the chicken taint.
Yeah, well, it doesn't have hands. I mean, actually, it did, though.
Did it, though?
For a moment.
That's why it's so confusing. I get so hung up on that sometimes, and then I just take a nap.
Yeah.
It's too much. Got too overwhelmed and took a nap.
Oh, man. Those women.
No. What? What?
What?
That's all right. We are here to offend any and all. Don't worry. We'll get to you.
Step right up.
Step right up, one drop.
You've got a nefarious heritage.
I have commentary on that. And then, you know, just begin making fun of people.
Yeah, but you can still come up and hit the...
Yeah, the bell. Yeah. Try to, yeah, with your anger.
Yeah.
Actually...
How mad did I make you? Let's show me.
Actually, the plunger is operated by crying. So when you start crying over the device, it will actuate...
No, that's the dunk tank.
The lever.
It's full of people's tears.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Salty.
You can throw the baseball at the target, and you can be dunked in the people's tears.
No, it's not a baseball. It's just a hollowed-out avocado you're throwing at the target. So it's physically impossible to make the dunk tank, because even if you hit...
It's a wiffle
ball. A whiffacado.
A whiffacado.
Yeah. I'm going to sell those. I'm gonna take the meat from the avocado and the seeds and then reassemble the whiffacado and sell those to dumb people and tell them that it's magical rainbow unicorn food, the whiffacado.
At least one person will believe you, then you've at least made your money back.
Yeah, I only have to sell one for $10,000 and I'm good for a few months.
And people will keep it and it'll have value because of the oddity and the singularity.
Yeah, it'll be so rare. Like, if I just control the circulation... Then I can start,
the
you know, really make...
of one.
Yeah.
People are like a tracker in it.
Just really hold that market. Just be like, you know, call up Patrick every now and then, the guy I sold it to. Be like, hey, Pat, how's the whiffacado? He's like,
actually, I crushed it. I left it on the couch. It's destroyed.
And I'm like, good. Good.
Good.
Just don't tell anybody.
And you guys have, like, that, like, secret knowledge.
Yeah, we're price fixing the whiffacado market by not telling anybody that Patrick sat on the only whiffacado in existence.
Wow.
It's not price fixing, it's ass fixing.
Yep. Asphyxiation.
So we're asphyxiating the whiffacado market.
Choke it out.
No.
Choke
no.
it out.
Asphyxiating the whiffacado shark it.
Gross.
That's what we're doing. Like, yep. That's one shitty fruit.
I'm trying to fix the speaker. If there's a lot of feedback, I'm sorry. I'm trying to fix
zero cal. You know, it's a healthy alternative to eating.
Yep. Yeah. You don't have to eat anymore.
You don't.
Well, you do.
You never did. That's the secret.
You never did.
That would be funny if that was what the secret said, and it's like you buy this book, and then it says, you don't have to eat.
I know.
That the secret.
That is your... That's...
Just as it turns out, humans get all their sustenance through the air and sunshine, and food is just a scam perpetrated by Republicans.
Well, anybody could believe that. Yeah.
That would be amazing if literally food was a lie.
I know. But I do get hungry, and I don't think anybody has to tell me that.
Well, that's because you're eating food, okay? The food makes you hungry.
Oh, like
it programs sugar. You into wanting more food. It's a vicious cycle. The more food you eat, the more you become hungry for food later, and the more food you have
goodness.
To eat.
You're right!
I am right about this. I'm right.
You should write a book called The Next Secret.
I should write a book, R-I-G-H-T a book. And I should left it on a bench somewhere for someone to read.
You know, you should call it Make Secrets Great Again.
Yeah. all of the secret, how to make the secret great again.
And then put a hat on it.
Yeah. Everyone wants to buy do judge a book by its hat. Okay, don't judge a book by its cover, but judge it by its hat and its apparel.
Ew, what a dumb outfit.
Oh my God, that book does not coordinate.
Oh my goodness, that just totally clashes. No sense of style whatsoever.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Speaking of style, we got a gun.
Oh my.
Oh! It adds to my... Well, it looks like I have a dick if I carry it, so that's pretty fun. So I gotta change out my apparel when I take it. I don't have a concealed carry. It's just in the house. I'm not gonna tell you where.
It's just somewhere in the house.
Secret.
I attach it to the cat, and then I surprise myself later.
Yeah, I'm not even sure where it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, the safest home is the home that has a gun that nobody knows where it is.
It's so safe.
It's like an Easter
like
egg that shoots you if you find
it. A gun? Okay.
Sweet.
All right, this will make it easier. Okay, I want to say funny, but I don't know funny. You guys can decide how we label this.
Probably offensive.
Interesting situation.
Is it interesting or funny? I don't know what to think.
I'm not sure either. I can't direct you in any way.
Sometimes people say funny when they mean interesting. I don't think they ever... Maybe they do say interesting when they mean funny, too.
I know. Is it like funny ha-ha or is it like funny huh?
Yeah, funny, oh. Or is it like interesting?
And then funny later, yeah.
And that maybe, yeah, maybe you're going to laugh at it instead. Maybe you're like, oh, I already knew about that, but I find that funny.
I still like it.
It was described to me as interesting, but I find it funny.
Exactly. Okay, so Anthony took Wyatt to his games in the morning, and they went gallivanting, and they ended up at Cabela's. Well, Anthony was just like, you know, we've talked about in the future owning a gun because we're being surrounded by more and more crazies. And, you know, why the hell not? But I told him I would only have a gun if we have the one where it has to be read by fingerprints. Like the one that they showed on a video where it's like, it reads your fingerprints. That way, you know, kids can't get into it and stuff like that. You know, those kids. And
with their fingerless hands.
I know. Ha ha, you can't get in now.
Thwarted you.
Anyway, so he's like, he did find it. And then he's like, well, there's supposed to be a waiting period for guns and blah, blah, blah. He's like, I guess I'll just fill out an application. And he's telling me this whole story. I'm like, Anthony, Steven. And he filled out the application. He said, oh, maybe I'll come back next week. I'll think about it. I'll talk to Katrina. And he gets up to the front desk and the gun's sitting there. And he's like, huh? And he didn't know what to do because he wasn't ready to buy the gun. He was just thinking about it and looking at it. And I guess the application took all of 30 seconds and they had it waiting there. And he didn't want to be like, oh, I didn't know what I was talking about. I didn't really think I was going to buy a gun in front of all these people behind him who looked like they really weren't sure if they should ever buy a gun. But they were still talking about how it went off the other day. And it was pretty funny. And he's just like,
oh, no, not to worry, sir. Wyatt is right. Excuse me?
Right.
Have a nice day, is what
have
I said.
Have a nice, have a white day.
Yeah.
Well, he's literally in shock, and he's like, is this real? And so the guy, he asks, like, these questions, like, even when you're buying it, they'll ask you, you know.
You going to kill anybody with this gun?
They literally said, have you ever committed a crime? He's like, no, yes, no, this is real. And then they go, are you a fugitive from the law? And Wyatt goes, they got you, Dad. Out loud. And then they still sold him the gun. Like, they should be like, hold on, this is no joking matter.
Sarcasm is allowed.
Yes! I know.
In the application process.
Yeah, so if you're a fugitive, all you
it's actually
do
encouraged.
Is
you should be as dry and witty as possible during the application process. We want to know how you feel, but we want you to say it how you don't feel.
Exactly. So, like, A, if anyone's going to be like, you know what? You got me. I am.
You got me. Yes, I am terrorist. I am here to blow up America. I am sorry. Yes, it's funny.
Oh, no.
How this happened.
It's a funny story. I'm so sorry about your country. Anyway, so
I am so sorry about your country. Tis of thee.
See how we don't offend anyone because we don't pick any particular accent?
Because we can't. You know, incapable of holding down an accent. And that works to our advantage.
It does. So anyway, we literally
a severely retarded advantage. I'm sorry.
I know. I go, Anthony, seriously. And he's like, I didn't know what to do. I panicked. Because obviously in that situation, I'd be like, oh, I'm not ready. But he was like, okay.
I scare.
Well, and he did. And Wyatt said later, he was like, I'm glad that Dad, like, he respects the gun for what it is. He wasn't like, okay, you know, he was like, whoa, holy shit. I just bought a gun. Like, he's like, I'm on the FBI watch list. And I'm like, don't worry. Everyone still gets to do what they want.
It's different from that other douchebags who buy it where they'll be like, they'll just tuck it in the crotch of their pants instantly and then like forget it's there. Take a nap. Pass out with it pointed at their balls.
Well, he was so shocked that like he didn't buy bullets. We didn't have anything for it. And so as he's leaving, he's like, Wyatt. Why was it that easy? It wasn't a 3-day waiting period. It wasn't a 7-day. It was nothing. He walked in, and by the time he got to the register, it was there. He was like, if that doesn't tell, like, no, we don't need, everyone's like, oh, they're going to take away our guns. No, let's just not make it so fucking easy.
That's
to
the
get
whole
one.
Point. Yeah,
what
no, but
the
hey,
hell?
According to, if you're, but hey, to be fair, if you're a Republican, you do believe that guns are difficult to get and refugees slip through our borders like dust through ventilation slats.
I know, like that.
Like krill into the mouth of whales.
Wow.
To the mouth of
waves. It should not have been that easy. That was so shocking. And even Wyatt was like, I just did research on guns because he has airsoft rifles or whatever. And he's like, it's not supposed to be that easy. And I'm like, yeah, right? And then you just physically witnessed it.
Yep. And then you see all these people on the internet arguing about guns, and they don't. And it's like, no, we don't want to take away your guns. We want you don't you sh- you probably shouldn't be buying one. Oh, you're the guy we're talking about.
Just because your balls tingle when you shoot a watermelon.
Yeah, we just want to mitigate the river of guns that is flowing into the hands of dumb people. Like,
well, that's what Anthony said. He goes, I'm pretty sure that the two gentlemen behind me, excuse me, were not all there. They literally did talk about how one of their, behind him, how one of their guns went off the other day and they ended up shooting like a pillow or something.
Yeah, and, no, they're, people don't understand. We're not fighting evil. We're fighting stupid.
Thank you.
It's just dumb people who don't know what they're doing, and we're trying to save them from themselves, and they're the exact people who are like, freedom, don't take my guns, microwaves, I'm going to put my dick in a microwave, and then I'm going to shoot at it with my gun.
Hey, I didn't think that. That's what I'm saying. Like, it is a miracle that more atrocities throughout the country do not happen more often. It's a freaking miracle, because they're all just ticking time bombs of crazy people that are weaponized. They are weaponized. Why don't we give the squirrels guns?
I would argue, like, it's probably, that's a good idea. Attach a tracker and a gun to every squirrel's back.
Well, they have better decision-making than some people that I've met. Well, I'm sorry.
Okay, I agree, and I'm not sure why you're not talking about this in front of Congress, but that's for another day. We'll schedule that for sure.
Get it on the calendar.
But no, we don't want your guns. We just want dumb people who, it can't be any more obvious that this is a problem, and that laws, when applied topically to guns, will affect the area and reduce redness and swelling.
Redness and inflammation. Yeah. Swelling. Yeah.
Yeah, that we need to reduce both right and left wing inflammation, but totally different versions of the word. Our extremities are inflamed.
I'm becoming very inflamed.
Yeah. And some of that we can alleviate. We can't cure you, but we can make your life worth living.
Okay.
Again.
Okay. Hey, can I still get the bullets that are strung together and hit rapid fire?
I want the ones.
If I shoot at something?
I want the ones made out of Mexican bones.
Hey, are those the bones of victims of people who are innocent? Yeah, I want that one.
What were their names? Okay.
I don't care. I don't give a shit. That's like last night on Family Guy. It was recent season, but we're trying to get caught up because we've been gone on vacation.
Oh, why would... all right, well, everybody's got their own, you know... demons to deal with.
Got their demons. I just never get caught up on my stories.
I bailed on Family Guy years ago.
I know, we did too. But, it got weird, but now it's getting better again. So that's why we're like, yes, they're back. Anyway, last night's episode that we watched was they had a bat that came in, and then Peter's trying to deal with this bat, and this bat was watching softcore porn downstairs.
No,
changed the channel.
You can go to like a Mexican restaurant, get some soft pork corn.
It's the gluten. Can I get your soft pork corn?
They call it maize. No, actually, that's not that. They call it what is that word? They got another word for corn when it tastes bad.
Gluten-free.
Mexican corn.
Corn bad.
Because I bought it once because it has a picture of corn on it.
Yeah.
But it's a different Mexican thing it's like corn filled with sadness.
And they call it something. Well,
probably the corn that they take the syrup out of, and then this is what, hominy. I think it's hominy.
Oh, yeah, hominy. H-O-M-I-N-Y. Yeah, hominy.
Yeah, hominy. It's the worst.
It is the worst.
Oh. I'm sorry for...
Polenta's better than that shit.
Derailing the conversation, and I'm sorry that hominy exists.
I am sorry. I will apologize for everyone.
We all should not live in hominy.
Please.
Is that what you're saying to me?
No one live in hominy.
I don't even want a single piece of hominy, and nor do I want to think of moving my family there.
I don't want anyone to hominize at all.
Yeah, I don't think that instruments do that. I don't think that there's corn involved in the acoustics that you're talking about. Like, I don't hear a lot about, you know, about cobs in amphitheaters. Mm-hmm. This is new to me. So if that's what the ceiling's made out of, if the ceiling is cobbed, if you're telling me that this is a cobbed ceiling, mm-hmm. well, then I'm just going to have to... I'm going to have to go get some butter, and I'll be right back. But if it's hominy,
yeah.
if we're hominizing this cob ceiling, you better not be bullshitting me is what I'm thinking.
Butter
be true.
Butterface.
Bitch, butter be true. Bitch, butter be true.
We went so far off the rails, I forgot what I was talking about.
Yeah, me too.
Really?
I forgot what you were talking about.
Yeah,
I know. I never knew what I was talking about. I still don't. I wish someone would explain this to me.
It was corn.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about corn. And then, corn.
Shit.
Yeah, sorry about that. That was my... I'll take full ownership of that.
I actually had a story. Damn it.
This is a used dealership of stories, and I just sort of drove the wheels off that one.
Don't worry, I'll still get you financing.
Oh, well, I'm happy to hear about that.
Thanks.
I don't want crappy Nansen. I want financing.
Fine assin'.
This is the finest Nansen.
Okay.
I said so Lance.
We totally got derailed, and I don't think we're ever going to find it. We'll get it later, and then maybe at another
we'll come back.
Time.
It'll just be like a train wreck. We'll just wreck into the podcast.
I know. Someone only our like tried and true listeners will be like, I followed it. I followed the train. Not sure why.
Like
I actually didn't get dressed yesterday or brush my teeth because I was still following this dumbass train.
Yeah, if anyone wants to do like a fan cast and they want to, you know, go off on a tangent that we forgot, the lost tangents. Nice. Yeah, if you'd like to peel a tangent and just save the skin for later, use that hollowed out tangent.
It's the baby to the tangerine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can peel a tangent.
Tangerini.
Nick Tangerini.
It's tangeriniature.
Dang it, I actually liked the story that I was going for. I just don't remember. I just remember the feeling that I liked it.
Hmm.
Or that I needed to say it. I'm not sure.
You were on.
One day.
I'm just going to... I'll go ahead and reload my spoke stick gun.
I'll just stay here and wander.
And as soon as you get back up to speed, I'll be sure to fire another stick into your spokes.
I'm sure you will, you fucker.
Like, really, you can't remember what you were going to say about corn?
Into my bike tire. Just shoot.
Oh, yeah. Wait, Barbie into a bike tire?
Yeah, like throwing it right into the spokes. Shoot.
Like a Barbie, like a Barb, or like a plastic miniaturized female doll?
Like a Bobby. Yeah, no, like a Barbie.
Throw another Bobby on the Bobby. Throw another Bobby on the shrimp.
Melt some plastic.
Yeah. Plastic faces. Melt some plastic faces.
All right.
That's some bespoke comedy.
No! I can't
has thoughts.
I can't, because I'm like... Corn.
Hominy. Corn. Corn. Cornish. Hens. Cornish hominy.
Cornish.
Coronary.
I don't got it. It's
cornery. Cornery crocodiles.
When I hear it back, I'll be listening to it, and I'll be like, fuck, that's it!
if you need to record, like, a supplemental.
Yes,
you
know? Yes!
Just record the story, and then we'll tack it onto the end, and we'll be like, all right, like, supplement the verbiage with these words. Go ahead and just, we could actually sprinkle somewhere in here, just extra words that actually, you know, tell the story in the background.
It was around minute 19, so I'll go back.
It's a bold and avant-garde decision
to tell the story. It'll be like a monologue, like just me.
Yeah.
Yeah, just at the end.
this is more like, less like a monologue, more like a window smashed into someone's face. Just bits of crushed sparkly glass mixed with flesh and blood.
At least it's sparkly.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of broken glass,
And I want your kids to go home and eat some hominy think about that.
Well, peace and hominy. I dropped my
peas
phone
and
I did it. I did it this time. Anthony said, no more cute cases. And I'm like, I know. It was a really heated argument. Anyway.
White people problems.
I know. So I dropped my phone and I cracked it in all the fucking places in the corners.
The middle. Yeah, now you look like one of those douchebags that doesn't have their shit together.
It does look like I don't have my shit together. Because I had to have someone scan my phone the other day and I had to be like...
Yeah. Well,
I cracked my phone. And they're like, and then it's a reminder every day. I'm like, every time I look at it, of my mistakes. Anyway, so that was dumb. That's a whole other story I don't want to get into because it gets me really mad about insurance and the cost of fixing an iPhone 6S Plus because it's bigger and it's just cost more,
like,
whatever.
Health insurance should also cover phones. That's how, like, deep health insurance should go.
Thank you. This is very deep. This is a relationship.
Well, if you think about it, though, we've replaced a lot of our biological functions with phones. So when your phone goes down, you're missing a chunk. So, yeah, I need a splint for my phone every now and then.
Well, Anthony's like...
who's your carrier? Splint. yeah. I've got no other jokes. It's going to take me a while. I'll be over here quietly thinking of puns that relate to carrier names.
Okay. Verizon.
I don't understand that.
I'm with Horizon. That's so good. Anyway, okay. All right. Well, this is terrible. Well, so I'm just going to do Urban Dictionary. Urban Dictionary theme song.
Oh, how nice.
I'll leave a moment for
and Ernest Berkfield.
For them, not for you. God, ooh.
Yeah, it was. That's a complete surprise. We don't prepare.
I was explaining that I really do feel that there is this very evident bend towards Urban Dictionary. I think they don't like the president. They have taken a side. Okay. Here is one. This is...
Those urbans.
The word is ratfucker.
Is that what Trump's head is doing to his hair? Yeah.
Yeah, and it was posted by Fed Up Angry Liberal. Well,
yeah, I think Trump's hair is just basically like an animal trying to get his head pregnant with the thoughts.
Hey, my semen is ignorant. Have it.
I want you to think about this today. Oh my. Those you have a rats. Family.
They are so silly. My goodness. Uh-huh. What silly little goons. All right, ratfucker. Mm-hmm. This is a long one, so you got to give me a second.
That's what she said.
Oh. So it'll take longer. Whatever. Okay. The insane, narcissistic, outrageous asshat who rat-fucked his way into the White House with Russian hacking, slanderous lies from FBI Director James Comey, and the archaic, undemocratic, and fucked Electoral College. Ratfucker is now working tirelessly, minus weekly vacations to Florida, to finish dismantling American society, enact authoritarian rule, destroy the environment, and destabilize global relations. You've been rat-fucked.
Hey, snowflake libtard, you lost. Get over it.
Let me use that one in a sentence.
That wasn't a sentence?
No, that is just a description of the word. This is
those weren't sentences? What have I been doing my whole life?
I'm not really sure. Okay.
It's like when I was like 27 and I realized the difference between vowels and consonants.
Vowels?
No, like literally vowels and consonants. No one explained to me. Everyone just assumes.
I think they did in school, but that's fine.
Well, I missed that day. I was too...
I bet you did. You missed a lot of days.
Like, I don't know, pooping myself or something.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, let me use this in a paragraph. Okay. That's probably how you live. That's how you understand it.
I understand.
Ratfucker stays up long into the night composing insane and nonsensical tweets for the brain-dead lemmings who support him to read and praise. See, that's why I feel like you feel it. Do you feel it's more... I think it's...
I don't think what Trump does, he doesn't spend time.
No.
He acquires it nefariously. He
vomits.
So you'll never really... So what he's doing is not spending it. Yeah. He's acquiring it. True. But the means by which he does so are less than desirable. Mm-hmm. I think that has to do with why he's so bulgy. Mm-hmm.
So bulgy.
Euphemistically. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I like the word euphemism. It's pretty cute. All right. We have a bright bastard.
I like the word euthanize because it sounds like you're going to make something younger, but it's actually the opposite.
We're going to spell it Y-O-U-T-H now in our heads.
Yeah. I'm going to make a kids center. It's like the Boys and Girls Club, but it's called euthanize. All right, kids, let's get together and go euthanize the world.
That's amazing.
It's a bunch of like Hitler Youth Republicans wearing like crisp t-shirts jumping rope and stuff.
So like right now?
Yeah. They're playing hopscotch in way too colorful clothes on what looks like digital cassette film.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like why does news that they replay from 2 years ago look like it was from 30 years ago every time?
It's pretty great.
It does It doesn't matter what. Any kind of archival news footage that they show looks like it was recorded on VHS over porn.
It's a filter.
Over Young Lady Chatterley. It's like, this is the tape I had Young Lady Chatterley's lover on it. Part three. Now it's this is a 2-year-old rerun of The Daily Show that looks like it's from the 70s.
It does. I know. It's a filter. I'm telling you.
What's this about?
What's this about? That's funny. Yeah, they did say that research came out that they have figured out how to reverse aging in rats, so we could be closer to euthanizing ourselves.
Yeah, research came out that it's gay. Came out of the closet. I've been researching these cardigans, and hey. I found out I super am gay.
Hey, at least somebody came, so it's fine.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah, well, it's important that society knows about all this, and so that's why we're here.
So the new word is bright bastard instead of Breitbart.
That sounds too appreciative.
Okay. It was posted by Decon.
Bright bitch would be what I would go with.
Bright beach. It means unapologetic, un-PC, alpha male, conservative fan of Breitbart news.
Yeah, with their bright bitchery.
And a sentence, I hate
Sean. I'll be right back.
I hate Sean. He voted for Trump. Fucking bright bastard.
I don't like that word.
I don't like it either.
It doesn't. It's not. I like bright bitch.
Yeah, that's better.
They should have just done bright bitch because that makes me feel satisfied when I say it. Bright bastard. I sound like I'm trying to be too clever. Like
yeah, like that.
Like
guy.
There's a silent after that. Where you just say it and then you laugh at it. You're just like bright bastard.
Well,
did you hear what I just said?
Oh my God, did you hear that?
I just read that. I didn't make it up.
So a friend of mine sent me a picture.
Talk about a bright blast. That's what happens when I wake up in the morning. A bright shart.
A bright shart.
Yeah.
Update on bright shart news.
Every now and then, is it considered a shart when I do it on purpose to remember and remind myself that I'm alive?
We haven't needed a new word for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's on purpose.
Healthy shart, a heart.
Okay.
I don't think that word's taken.
No. Well. No.
A fun shart, a fart.
Hmm.
Okay. I'm getting there. Getting somewhere. Well, yeah, let's just all sit quietly and think about sharding.
I have something next. I'm fine.
Oh.
Well, okay, so a friend of mine sent me a screenshot of someone that they know.
A screenshot.
Yeah, of they posted a selfie of them at the deathbed of, like, an elderly loved one. I think that's taking selfies to, like, a new level. And they posted something like, you know, he's resting, but he's... still
but
breathing.
Look how super on fleek my burns are.
I'm gonna find it. What exactly was the caption? This caption's pretty, like, wow. Really? Wow. This takes selfies to another level.
Yeah.
It says,
there were people who were taking selfies in Auschwitz and stuff, and they had to tell them, hey, everyone, stop taking fucking selfies in Auschwitz.
Away
like they had to ban
away
them.
Away from the Jews.
Yeah. Only the Jews.
Stay away from the Jews. You might accidentally save money.
Yeah,
you
might learn a thing or two about finances.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to annihilate here.
Yeah, well, this is all the more reason to include smartphones in dumb people's health plans, because they don't know has good brain thoughts, and they do things like selfie make take in Auschwitz places.
Okay.
And,
well,
you know, and I don't think that that's tasteful. It's not filled with taste. It's not a diamond of fish.
That, yeah.
It's not a deep fried diamond of fish that you would buy at a silver Long John.
At a silver. Nice. Oh, okay. I found it. She says, we wait, ... He's not in pain, but he's tired. And it's a selfie of her just out of where you could see that she's holding the camera. And he's like turned away and all like dying and stuff.
What was the caption?
We wait, ... He's not in pain, but he is tired.
Wow, that's so deep.
Yep.
So simple and deep.
Wow, death. So final.
Well, hashtag death. Hashtag alt life.
Hashtag alternate life. Oh.
Hashtag trans. Hashtag trans death.
Transitioning to death, yeah. Hashtag yeah. trans.
Trans life.
I'm trans.
I'm not dead. I'm consciously transitioning away from life.
I would like it if you would respect my wishes.
Yeah, I'd like it if you wishes get stitches.
Okay, here's the most inappropriate, hilarious. This is one of the more clever ones. This is pretty funny. Urban Dictionary here. The word is Disneyland.
Oh. Oh my.
It's posted by Who Cares About New York. That's pretty great. I mean, I do, yeah. But this guy clearly does not.
Well, the real America asking. Doesn't, because yeah. New York, they those New York City values, yeah. No thank you.
Well, if you want to know what this means, it means when a city or town specifically zones an area for adult businesses.
Oh, red light district. And I just thought that was a new word for bukkake or something.
Disneyland. Okay, I'll use it in a sentence. Troy, New York resident says, did you know that the city council voted on the Disneyland zone last night? I'm sure if 70 acres near a residential neighborhood is going to be enough. Oh, I'm not sure. Oh, he doesn't know. Oh,
I don't
let's
agree
get some more jizz.
With your male-centric anti-woman usage of words. No man-clature.
No
man.
No woman-clature.
Clature, no man. Clature, you're no man.
Clature, is that a word? Just clature?
It's a guy now. Yeah, can anybody just clature? You know you can just be whelmed. They asked that in whatever that movie was.
That's amazing.
Whelm is a word. Like, no. I don't think that we had the internet for just looking up. I don't think we had dictionaries because the internet wasn't around yet.
Yep.
There was no urban or regular dictionary that was available to the public. It's like the Bible. It wasn't until the 90s that the dictionary was made public.
Okay, so whelm is a verb,
mm-hmm.
meaning to engulf, submerge, or bury.
Yeah.
Or,
well, if you're already being engulfed, why do we need overwhelm? That seems redundant.
Doesn't it? Like, you're like, yeah. just like more, like over it. Over
yeah, it's like refrigerating. It's like, well, I just need to refrigerate it first, right?
I know. I just need to over-submerge it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're overthinking this overwhelming. These thoughts are overwhelming my refrigerator. These thoughts are not very cool in that they're overwhelming my refrigerator.
Oh, see, it won't even give it to me. It says no definition for clature.
Ah, see, so it's a guy's name.
It says you mean nomenclature, and I'm like, that's not what I said. You're mixing my words.
What if someone's name was nomenclature?
Oh, yeah.
That would be amazing. It's like, what's your name? Nomenclature? Oh.
This is hilarious. It says...
Or Normanclature.
Norman.
Normanclature. Attorney at guns.
Attorney at... He's violent. So,
yeah. Attorney at violence.
This one says, nomenclatura redirects here. For the Soviet elites, see nomenclatura with a K instead. Okay, because I cared, but Soviet elites.
That's a cunning linguist.
I think the Russians are taking over our Wikipedia. The fuck is happening?
Yes, comrades. No, I like the nomenclature attorney at violence, and he's like unleashed. He's like Jet Li, except he's got a collar. And when you unleash the collar, there's a fury of litigation.
Yeah, oh my god! Oh, you fucking wait.
Just like a fight cloud of legal proceedings.
Yeah, like a bunch of papers flying around.
Yeah,
a lot of paper
clips. And then everybody is suddenly absolved, and the proceedings are at an end. And you're like, wow, that was amazing.
Oh man,
that was some street level legality. I feel so justified right now.
Hashtag street level legality.
Yeah, this is some real surface street justice.
Oh, hashtag justice.
Yeah.
Hashtag justice served.
Yeah. Hashtag justice in. Justice Sater. Just see you later. Justice Sater.
See you later.
Yeah. Attorney at violence.
Oh, goodness me. He sounds like he could get shit done, though. I mean, that guy.
Legally speaking, correct.
Oh, man. But at home, he doesn't get a lot done.
He objects just so he can be sustained. Like, that's his source of power, is objectification. he objects so that he can be sustained.
Yes.
I object. Sustained. Thank you.
Oh, shit. Finally.
I was about out of power there, but the sustenance of my objection, objectification. I shall objectify these proceedings sustenancely.
Yes. So to sustain.
Overruled. Or just ruled.
Or just ruled.
We don't need to overrule anything. Don't want to underrule it either, but you get ruling to an art form, and you just rule, bro.
Yeah, you don't want to underrule at a bowling alley.
Or like a skating rink,
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. I made that mistake. Not again.
One time.
Yep.
Once.
Slow your rule, bro.
Rock and rule.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, it's spring break, you know? Cut loose, y'all.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Fun in the sun.
Oh, so any new laws?
I plead not party.
What?
Lame, bruh.
Oh, my gosh. There's another law that they're like, there's like a consumer protection something for like online. Now, wireless carriers like Verizon and everything, there's a protection where they can't sell your information, and Republicans are like, you should probably be allowed to sell them again.
It's like dude, what? Pull the cord on that bullshit. Let's sell it. Like, you can get some money for that.
Do you know what they said? Literally, the guy standing up there says,
we could be inhibiting future progress and inventions.
Well, yeah, for them. No, he's right.
Yeah, I know.
Like, the way he says it, no, like, they need that information so that they can more readily manipulate the society and the population to their needs. So yeah, it's like the same way.
We're hindering progress. Yep.
The same way you can sue Australia for not wanting to murder their citizens slowly with tobacco smoke. That's illegal for them to make that illegal.
Hey, I get to kill my people however I want. Okay.
No. There's like 7.5 billion of us. We are not people anymore. We're a liquid fuel or some sort of liquid currency that they pass between. It's like, basically, politicians are two super horny Japanese girls, and we are the yolk that they're passing between their mouths.
What?
Yeah. I'm sorry, is that, I feel like that's a, I'm sorry, kids, please don't cry. I was only trying to make things clearer to you.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
This is embarrassing. I really questions. Should stop making that metaphor. People have told me time and time again. Apparently, the experience of upsetting classrooms filled with kindergartners is not enough to make me stop doing that. But I'm going to go home and have a sit down with my husbands, and we're really going to talk this out.
I'm going to say it one more time.
We're going to have a hand-holding square. There's four of us. We can't make a circle yet, but when we get some more guys...
You need one more guy.
We need some more guys. We'll have a pentagon.
No, you can just bow out your arms. It's a circle.
Oh. Well, we'll need to work on our flexibility, but that's true.
Yeah,
we could just... Yeah, we are manly men. You can be gay and be manly.
You can. Okay? Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Look at Mike Pence. He does a pretty good job of being shaped like a pencil and being named like a pencil.
And still being gay.
Yep, he still manages to, like, despite having an ugly wife, he still manages to be gay.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry. Is that not the case? Are we going to argue? You're going to tell me that woman's attractive? Okay.
I haven't looked at her recently, but that was hilarious.
Well, you know, that's the reason you haven't. You know, like, you recognize that Melania is probably a bitch, but she's attractive. That's why you know, because she is. You don't know anything about Mike Pence's wife because she isn't.
Nobody gives a care.
She's one of those ladies who has to wear a lot of bright, like, bird-like colors and jewelry to really kind of distract you. She's not ugly, but she's not really ugly. But it's like a medium-sized pumpkin. You're just like, okay.
one's okay. like?
I bet I could carve a better face into that, but okay.
That's awesome.
Well, I'm really ripping in to Larry Pence. I don't know her name, but
Lara,
I'm sorry.
Lara Pence? I don't know her name either.
Shaquisha Pence? That might be her name.
I'll find out.
Balandry Pence? Yeah. The Laundry. But it's T-H apostrophe laundry. The Laundry.
Mr. Pence.
My name's The Laundry. The Laundry Shoot. Boquisha. Bo Jackson. That is the most racist thing I've said so far.
Her name is Karen.
This Mexican who I have impersonated. I'm sorry, the Mexican culture.
The Mexican. Nice. She was born in 1958.
Who, Larry? Larry Pence?
No, Karen.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
She went to Butler. Oh, yeah, because they're from Indiana and Joe. I understand.
Butler. She was in Butler.
She looks like a nice grandma.
I matriculated at Butler.
Matriculated.
You can't say that. We're in kindergarten. They're here. The kids that are that age are here. Stop saying that.
Oh my goodness.
I have to go water my kindergarten.
Lots of kinder.
It's like sherbet or Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Kindergarten. It's got letters in it that we don't say right. It's a T. We say it like garden.
I know, kindergarten.
Which maybe I think garden is garden in German, but that's not how it's spelled.
That's not how we do it here.
We need to switch over to American so that it can be kindergarten.
I don't want to be an American.
Nope.
I don't want to be America's taint.
And we're going to replace replace weary with weary. Other things like that in American are going to be changed.
Hey,
Acrossed will be spelled with a T.
My sound thing got weird.
Hold on. Well, have one of your kids explain that to you. You're going to be going through some audible changes.
Now. Hold on. There's no things. There's no sound things.
You can hear me, right?
Yeah, but my things aren't making the things.
Aren't making the bumps?
Yeah.
Have you not been recording this whole time?
No, I have been, but now it's not. Or it is.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, it will. It's fine. It does that sometimes when its mind is so terrifically blown that it can't render waveforms in the short term.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Really. Oh. Technically.
Because it's still going.
Actually, literally.
We were recording. It just got weird for a minute.
Literally.
Should we stop just in case? Let's stop just in case.
Just in case. Attorney at Justin Case.
He's friends with Norm. Oh, no, there's bumps again. Those are weird bumps.
Oh, the bumps are back.
Yeah, but they're like long bumps.
Oh.
They're like mumps. Lumps.
Yeah.
They're lumps.
Well.
Got lumps and measles.
Make some.
Oh, no, they went away again. I'm so
biscuits
confused.
And gravy. Well, we should probably just count this down because I don't know what that means.
It could be the best news for everyone.
Yeah, maybe no one has to listen to this as it turns out.
Just stop.
Thank goodness the podcast that wasn't.
That went.
And twosn't.
That wait.
And threesn't. Foursn't, fivesn't, sixn't, sevensn't.
You're counting up.
Eightsn't, ninesn't. Is that, am I counting?
I was listing
words that I was thinking of.
Okay.
Two, one. Yes!